Antarctica, the most remote and inhospitable landmass on the planet. It's also Earth's only continent without a native human population. Today you can visit it in relative comfort, aboard an expedition ship, dress yourself in thermals and Gore-Tex and relax afterwards with a hot chocolate laced with whiskey. It's all very civilised. But during the heroic age, when man first attempted to conquer the continent, it was a very different story. Katie Murray is the staff historian aboard the One Ocean Expedition ship in the Antarctic.
Somebody like Shackleton and his expedition were wearing woolen layers, Burberry clothing. They might have some sealskin boots and some fur gloves, but if you consider what they were wearing, it makes you shiver just thinking about it. So generally they were coming down with this kind of clothing, with a ship packed with provisions, food stores. Their main foodstuff, at least for sledging journeys, was a substance called pemmican. Pemmican is basically a mixture of dried, dehydrated, pulverised meat and fat. So it was calorific, high-energy food that formed their main meals while actually travelling over Antarctica on these long sledge journeys. As well as this, back at their base camps, they might have crates of things like baked beans. And a lot of the Shackletons, the Scots, were supported by companies back home who would give them these kind of provisions in return for some advertising rights, in return for being able to link their name to that of the expeditions. There's a couple of instances of parties who have got marooned and created large food storage of penguins to sustain them throughout the coming months. Essentially, if you got marooned in Antarctica, you wanted it to be near a penguin rookery because they became your main source of sustenance over the coming months. Now, if you came down here and your expedition went according to plan, often what you were doing was creating some kind of base hut that would be prefabricated at home and then erected down here on Antarctica. If it didn't quite go according to plan, and for whatever reason, like various parties did, you ended up marooned on shore, then you just had to use whatever was available to you to create some kind of shelter. And this is when you get instances of great ingenuity. So we have examples of stone huts being created out of the local stone, out of gravel and sea ice used as a kind of cement, and then covered over with tarpaulins, if those were available, but using a wooden sledge as rafters, or using a wooden lifeboat as rafters.
And obviously, there are no trees down here, so how do they build fires?
Blubber. Blubber was the main source for any kind of heat, and indeed any kind of light as well. So blubber from seals, occasionally penguin skins would be fired into blubber stoves to keep them alight. Again, using whatever resources your particular region had to offer.
Did that mean that people often got ill as well? Because if you're not having a very varied diet, you're not having your five a day, what happened to them from a health perspective?
Well, in fact, if you were in a position where you were relying on the tinned provisions you had brought with you, you were likely to get a lot more ill than if you've resorted to eating the local wildlife. The great scourge of sailors, of mariners, has always been scurvy, a lack of vitamin C in the diet, given a lack of fresh fruit and vegetables, fresh provisions. But in fact, as we've learned from the Inuit living in the high Canadian Arctic, fresh, raw or lightly cooked meat is also a good source of this vitamin C. So in fact, by eating the penguin, by eating the seal, the explorers were managing to keep themselves healthier than perhaps they would have been able to do otherwise. I don't imagine going to the toilet was a pleasant experience, though, on this high-protein, high-fat kind of diet.
That's Katie Murray, staff historian for One Ocean Expeditions in the Antarctic. For more information, see oneoceanexpeditions.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.